In these informal refugee camps, there is no shortage of water tanks, but many are empty. Aid organizations deliver free water to families about once every 10 days, but children say that water lasts only a few days.
Sometimes we stay for days without water before they come back.
Refugees often walk several kilometers a day to find enough to drink, and families are constantly scrounging for money to buy deliveries. At this camp, the school principal says water shortages are leading to declining sanitation, making children sick.
What's frustrating is we tell the children to bathe twice a week for their health, but there is no water, and the water we have sometimes causes skin problems.
Lebanon's current water crisis is partially due to a drought last year. Recent aid cuts have also reduced the amount of water that families can buy. Daniel Gorovin leads Oxfam's Syria Crisis Policy. He warns that providing water to only refugees, excluding Lebanese people, could further complicate the problem.
They can develop their infrastructure and ensure that the services which are provided and the jobs which are created can benefit refugees and poor host communities alike. Because we are seeing increased tension between the refugees and host communities across the different countries.
Aid workers also say much of the suffering could be alleviated by repairing old pipes and equipment that leaks about half the available drinking water. Dalia McDashi, a public health specialist for Oxfam, says water shortages add to the sense of despair among refugees.
This is a challenge. The challenge with this, since the fact that the resources available are not cannot even match what was available before. So how this is also related to the hygiene promotion approach. How can we address this to make sure that people can adapt and not feel that their dignity is being affected?
Khalil, the mother of seven, says dignity is less of a priority than survival.
We are obliged to buy water, and they are saying if we don't want to pay, we should get out.
Amkhalil also says this foul-smelling sewage pit about 6 meters from the camp has contributed to illnesses. A nearby stream, she adds, doesn't help because the sewage has polluted the water. It's not even clean enough for washing clothes. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Bethel Valley, Lebanon.